We welcome our guest to Star 94.1, Ed Gordon. Ed, how are things going?
I'm good. I'm on the road and running, but I'm good.
That means you're busy, right?
That means I'm busy.
Okay. Let's talk about Daddy's Promise. Why write Daddy's Promise, and why do you feel that you had to write a book like this?
Well, we're working on the book right now. What I did is it all started with an article I wrote for Essence Magazine about a year and some months ago, and the response was so large that we knew we had to do something else. So we started this national initiative, which started out really as a website. If you go on daddyspromise.com, you'll see the website. We launched it Father's Day during 100 Black Men's annual convention. Since then, we have what we call our national photo album. Over 800 people have sent in their pictures. It's your favorite father-daughter picture. We have some celebrities, but most of the pictures are just your everyday person. And there's a pledge on there that we ask people to download and have the fathers present to their daughters. But it was simply because I knew that we didn't see this kind of image in the media, a loving father and their daughter. And because of the relationship that I have with my daughter, I really just wanted to kind of shout it from the rooftop. And much of what has been made of the absentee father, I wanted to show that, you know, there were some good men out there. But I also wanted to give the nudge to the brothers who weren't quite doing the right thing to say, it's all right, you can get on our team and get on board with us and do the right thing. It's not too late. And the response to that was so overwhelming that we've had to create a Daddy's Promise National College and Church Tour, which we kicked off in Detroit on September 14th at Second Ebenezer Church. Over 3,000 people attended that day. Hundreds of fathers and daughters came. The men stood up and read aloud the pledge to their daughters. And then we had events following church service. And it was just a beautiful day.
You and Taylor have a very special relationship. How important is it for a dad and a daughter to have a special relationship like the one you have?
Well, I tell you, my brother told me he's 10 years older than I, and he had a daughter. And when I knew that I was having a child, I always fantasized about having children when I was younger, but I always thought about having a boy, and I'd live vicariously through him and remember my athletic days and watch him take the pretty girls out and that whole nine. And then I was blessed with Miss Taylor, and she changed my life. But the reality of it is, you know, we all are given these blessings, these children, and the idea of not having a relationship with your child is hard for me to fathom. But I think when we look out and look at some of the misogynistic images, lyrics and song, and some of the problems that young women are having today, much of it is based on the fact that men are not in their lives. We heard Barack Obama talk about fathers in general, and in particular in the Black community, not holding up their end of the bargain. And we've seen that far too long in our community. So for me, it was just a natural. You know, I had a wonderful relationship with my parents and my extended family. As I looked around, most of the families had strong men in them, and I understood the influence that men have and the nurturing aspect of it. So for me, it was quite natural to do that. And again, I just wanted to tell the world that, you know, there are a lot of Black men out there. We get so often the short end of the stick. I wanted to give a platform to those who are doing the right thing to say that, you know, we're here and we're going to be here for a long time.
How hard is it rearing a daughter as opposed to maybe rearing that son?
Well, I just think it's different. You know, I just left my godson. We all went out to eat, and I'm rushing to the airport as we speak. And how I handled him, you know, is completely different than how I handle my daughter. You know, sometimes I got to rough him up. And, you know, the things, the tried and true things about boys being one thing and girls being another is real, but the reality is they both need guidance. And for someone who didn't have a sister, you know, sometimes it's difficult for me to kind of get to that little girl thing, even though she's no longer little. She's 14 and has started her first year of high school. But it's all about understanding and knowing what your role is as a parent. And for me, it's to be dad, not your buddy, not your friend. You know, you can be friendly, we can be friends, but I'm your father first. And it's okay to do that and be that for these kids. Often that's what they need and what they're looking for, quite frankly. And too often I see too many parents trying to be friends and friendly and not wanting their kids mad at them, not wanting to, you know, give them too much discipline. And I guess I'm from the old school. I think that, you know, that's what a lot of them need. And if we got back to some of that, you know, we'd be better off. But our initiative is not preaching. It really is just to highlight and shine a light on what I call this very special relationship, because a lot of people say to me, well, what about boys? You know, don't they need this? And are you excluding mothers? And this is not to the exclusion of anyone. This is just saluting one aspect of the black family that's very strong, because if we hold it up, it just makes the relationship of family stronger.
The movie, have you seen the movie? It's called Long Shot, which features Ice Cube and Keke Palmer.
I have yet to see that. I've been too busy being Obama-sized. We've been chasing
okay.
him around the country.
Okay.
But I have heard and know of the movie.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, there is a scene in the movie where Ice Cube is he plays Keke Palmer's, he steps in as the father because her father is one of those fathers who left her.
Mm-hmm.
And he steps in the role as a father. He's just the uncle, but he steps in the role. The question I was going to ask you was, how important is it if the father is not there in the home for another man, say be it the stepfather, an uncle, to step in to take that place? You don't want to take the place, but to play that role as a father.
Yeah, it's imperative. You know, we talk about it in our initiative, the idea that men play a role. Often there will not be, and unfortunately there will be girls who will grow up without knowing their biological father. But that doesn't mean that they can't have a strong male role model in their life, whether it is an uncle, even a brother sometimes, cousin, neighbor, friend. And it's imperative. You know, the reality is, and we say this all the time, and this is no slight to sisters, but as much as sisters have done in raising our children in our community, a woman cannot teach a boy to be a man as a man cannot teach a girl to be a woman. And so it's imperative to have that male input in the life of a young lady. And so we encourage people to do so. Even when the father is present, my daughter's best friend has a strong father in her life, yet I am a father figure to her. And we believe, you know, all the better as you get strong role models in your life, because frankly, you know, your parents aren't your only role models. And sometimes you learn from others outside of your blood relatives who can give you life lessons, even sometimes better than your parents can. So it's very important. We encourage men. I've said, if you and your daughter have a great relationship and there's a young lady in and around you who has no father in her life, adopt her, if you will. When you and your daughter go out, invite her to go as well. Take her to the movies. Take her to eat with you. You know, let her see the loving bond between you and your daughter. Let her feel some of that and gain some of your wisdom. Because there are many, many young ladies out there hurting because they don't have a male role model. And that's why, you know, we see such large numbers of teenage pregnancies and some of the issues that we've tried to combat of late in terms of how young women carry themselves and what they put up with. But again, I think it's important as dealing with these issues to say that there are still a lot of black men who every day deal with not only their daughters but their sons, not in the numbers that we'd like to see, but certainly larger than the media would portray. And one of the niceties we've been able to do are have events, including this summer we're going to have a national father-daughter dance in conjunction with 100 black men during their convention. And if you go on to our website, daddyspromise.com, or to bountypromise.com, Bounty is our headline sponsor, you can win a trip to New York and be a part of that dance. So we're very excited about all of the things that have come about through this initiative.